One priority is the goal. Everything else either supports that goal or gets put to one side to wait. This is hard for lots of us because everything feels important. But much like your targeting when it comes to marketing, when everything is a priority, or everyone, nothing is, or no one. So choose one priority, write it down, and let it guide your decisions for the next 12 weeks. Hello, and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Happy New Year, and welcome to 2026. Whether you've been a long-time listener or this is your very first episode, I'm so glad you're here. In the last two podcast episodes of 2025, we discussed the importance of rest and reflection. If you listened, I hope you've been able to do both. I also promised that I'd be here to help you make this your best year yet, and that is a promise that I fully intend to honour. With that in mind, today's episode is about taking action. So let's jump straight in. Today, we're going to set you up for success in the coming year. The way you start your year sets the tone for everything that follows. Your first week back is a statement of intent. Make it yours before everyone else makes it theirs. It's tempting to dive straight into your inbox, clear the backlog, and be reactive to whatever's waiting for you there. However, if you do that, you essentially hand over control of your year by attending to everyone else's priorities before you've set out your own. Instead, treat this week as a kind of bridge, a chance to be intentional about how your year begins before the day-to-day takes over. There's always a pressure in January to hit the ground running, to prove you're back, to show you're productive. But running without direction is not going to help you make progress. So let's see your first week back, not about speed, but more about setting the right course. Get your direction right this week and everything else is going to follow. And if your first week back isn't perfect, that's fine. January doesn't have to be flawless, but we do want it to be intentional. One good decision this week is worth more than 10 rushed ones. So here are three actions to focus on during this, your first week back. Action number one, review your reflections on 2025. If you followed along with episode 51, you'll have captured some thoughts over the quiet days. If you didn't, that's fine too. Take 10 minutes now to ask yourself, what am I most proud of from 2025? What was harder than it needed to be? And what surprised me? What patterns do you see? What keeps coming up? What feels most important to you as you head into the new year? Your reflections are raw material. This week, your job is to look at that material and ask yourself, what's asking for my attention first? What's getting me excited to work on first? Not everything needs to be actioned immediately, but something is going to stand out. Something will feel like the obvious starting point. Trust that. Action number two, set your Q1 priority. Not 10 goals, not a long list of everything you want to achieve this year. One priority. This is something we did inside my mastermind, The Charge, on our final call before Christmas, and it served us well. So ask yourself, what's the one thing that, if you focused on it this quarter, would make the biggest difference to your business? Maybe it's launching something or launching something new. Maybe it's fixing something that's been broken for too long. Or finally, committing to implementing a proper marketing strategy and actually carving out the time to put it into action as well. One priority is the goal. Everything else either supports that goal or gets put to one side to wait. This is hard for lots of us because everything feels important. But much like your targeting when it comes to marketing, when everything is a priority, or everyone, nothing is, or no one. So choose one priority, write it down and let it guide your decisions for the next 12 weeks. Action number three, protect your planning time. Setting a priority is a great start, but it's not a plan. A plan requires dedicated time to think through the how, the when, and the what happens if. This month, I want you to block time in your calendar specifically for planning. Not time that you'll move when something else comes up, but fully protected time. Treat it with the same respect you'd give a client call or a deadline. Even just an hour a week will make a difference. So block it, protect it, and then use it. And if you'd like support with that planning, I have something for you. Drop me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Nikki Hutchison on there. And I'll share something special that's really going to help. DM me the word Planury. Get it? And I'll reply. But whether you opt into Planury or go it alone, the principle is the same. Get this week right and everything will change. You'll stop reacting and start leading. Your calendar will reflect your personal priorities, not everyone else's. And that's what makes the concept of your best year yet a reality. Whether you've listened to all three episodes in this mini-series or have only just joined us today, you're already ahead. You're thinking about how you want 2026 to begin. And that's a strong foundation for everything that follows. Personally, I can't wait to see what 2026 brings. For me, for my business, and for everyone in this community, we're planning our biggest year yet at Enjoy Marketing, and we're taking you along with us. So thank you for starting your 2026 with me. Here's to our best year yet. I'll be back with another episode next Friday at 7 a.m. So until then, take care and keep marketing.